Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose.
You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey. All right, here we go, man. It's been a great show. The show's flying by. I got to tell you right now, if you're just joining the show, we're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National Mortgage Lending, Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. And we got into an excellent discussion here about Terrell Owens and what you people out there, your opinion, if he should be going to Canton, Ohio to receive his gold jacket with the rest of the members going into the Hall of Fame. And as most of you guys know, T.O. Opts not to do that. He is going to have his own little private ceremony at his alma mater, University of Tennessee, Chattanooga. And they are shipping, they are mailing his jacket, his gold jacket to him. So, you know, A.B. is sitting in here for the Moose. Moose is on vacation. Him and I are on different sides on this. A.B. feels like he should stop being petty, T.O. He should go to Canton. I feel differently. I feel like, hey, to each his own, whatever he wants to do. You got to go by his accomplishments, what he's done. Busy phone lines here. We'll get to the phone lines in a second. Speaking of phone lines, CBS Sports Radio, toll-free line 855-212-4227 is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 50% or more on car insurance. We'll get to the threes in a second also. Let's talk to Jeff in California. Jeff, you're on Taz and the Moose. We got AB sitting in here for the Moose. What's going on, Jeff?
How you doing, bud?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, I just feel that nobody really should be surprised that this stunt that T.O.'s got going on. And in this day and age of everybody gets an award just because you played, but now he's pissed off because he didn't get his fast enough.
But Jeff, do we know that's
pretty,
the reason?
Lame.
Do we know? But hold on, Jeff. Do we know that's the reason? I mean, I think a lot of people would agree with you, and you're assuming that, though, right? Think about it.
That's everybody's assuming everything about T.O.
Well, that's what he wants. He wants people thinking. He's smart,
absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely. But then it's the same situation. Then if he got drafted in the 10th round, I don't know whatever round he got drafted in. But he says, well, you know what? I'm not going to play in the NFL because I didn't get drafted in the first, because I believe I should have been number one. You know what? The league is full of characters, and that's good.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Good, you got to have an ego. It is a good thing,
but
Jeff.
At the end of the day, when finally all these guys are saying, out of all the guys that have played this game, you five people are going to be put on a pedestal today, you can't just wrap it up and go, hey, I appreciate that, bud, and stick your hand out like a man and say thank you very much because I worked really hard to get here. Spend some egos.
Right. Well, you got that. And look,
the Hall of Fame. And you can't just fall in line one time?
No, see, I don't agree, dude. Jeff, I don't think he should fall in line, and we appreciate your call. I don't think he should fall in line because this is how he feels, and this is who he is, and that's fine. And I got to tell you, I know it's not the popular. I have people that disagree with me privately texting me. But who are we talking about? We're not talking about Ray Lewis. We're not talking about Brian Urlacher. We're not talking about Jerry Kramer, the great guard from the Green Bay Packers. We're not talking about another great wide receiver, Randy Moss. No. We're not talking about Brian Dawkins. All these legends that I'm naming, these great players, that's the class of 2018 going to Hall of Fame. Who are we talking about? We're talking about T.O.
Right, and again, because T.O., and you can be okay with him always pursuing attention and going to get more and more and more, but again, to me, it's disrespectful. This is the time to let bygones be bygones, or even if you want to stand
How's
up there.
How's it disrespectful? It's off of his accomplishments. He's accepting the honor. He's not saying, I do not want to be in the hall. Why is he being disrespectful?
Because he's not going.
That means he's being disrespectful?
Yes.
I disagree with that. Hey, Tony in Texas, you're on with Taz and the Moose. Actually, with Taz and AB, you're on Taz and Moose. What's going on, Tony?
Hey, Taz, big fan. Loved you in the ECW days, those old wrestling days. But, yeah, I got a question. I was reading somewhere. I thought it said that, you know, the NFL player, you know, the team sponsors the party. But I was reading somewhere that they said no team was going to, you know, how the team pays for the party. Isn't T.O. financially strapped and stuff like that, that he might not be able to afford the party?
I don't know if it's about the party. Here's the thing, though. To get to the event, I guarantee you, Tony, we appreciate the call, thank you, that the Hall of Fame, that committee, that group, they're paying, they're flying all of these former players in first class and probably their families too, and they're paying for their hotel and their transportation. They're treating them. So as far as the party, I don't know, but as far as the, you know what I mean, they'd be like the actual event.
You're definitely getting there on their dime.
Oh, yeah. No, you are. I mean, I know that's how WWE works it and other wrestling companies. If they bring you in for something like, let's say you're going to go in the WWE Hall of Fame. I know plenty of guys in that Hall of Fame. And let's say the event is the Hall of Fame WWE thing is at in Miami and you live in Los Angeles. They're going to fly you in. They're going to put your family up. They're going to do the right thing. So that's kind of, you know, I don't think it's a money thing, in my opinion. I don't know T.O.'s finances, but that's
And it might be, I guess, because, you know, because he's been somewhat cryptic about this. Almost anything's on the table. But I think why we, most of us, end up where we end up is because it's the logical thing. He's still annoyed that he didn't get in right away and he had to wait. And he mentioned that recently, that it's now about everybody who has not gotten in as fast as they think they should have.
So you think this is him? This is how he is putting up a...
I think this is him pouting. I don't think that you... There has not been a good reason floated yet for him not to be there.
It can't just be his personal feeling. He can't just be the way he feels that he wants to do a private... Just because he's such a polarizing, explosive guy, right?
Because his track record tells you that this is not that simple.
So you're passing judgment on him, basically, humble. Right?
Yeah, because he's given me a reason to pass judgment on him.
His past performance.
Right.
Okay. I understand that. Hey, Ron in Virginia. Whoa, Ron in Virginia. You're on Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What do you say, Ron?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's going on, buddy?
Oh, not too much. I just want to call in and actually agree with Taz on this one. I just believe that too many people are focused on what T.O. is doing in his personal life. I understand that it's a public event, you know, the Hall of Fame and all that. But I believe, you know, his record stands for itself. He should be allowed to make the decision whether he wants to go or not. I don't think it's disrespectful at all.
Right, and that's exactly what that's been my narrative of Ron. Thank you for calling. That's, I mean, AB.
Yeah,
I know
thanks for calling, Ron.
No, but it's like, that's really, to me, it's really that simplistic to me. It's really that simple. It's someone's own personal preference and how they feel, you know, really.
So, again, the premise is the guy who constantly has been out to promote himself, to keep T.O. front and center, to have as many eyeballs on him as possible, to have as much notoriety as possible, to do push-ups and sit-ups in a driveway while he's in the middle of contract negotiations. Now this guy all of a sudden is going to shy away from the main party. Now it's about being humble. It's about doing things back in my roots with people who care about me. Now all of a sudden, it's about stepping away from the spotlight, because you and I are definitely not going to agree on a speech at UT Chattanooga is not anywhere near the same thing as being in Canton for that weekend, on Friday getting your jacket, on Saturday giving your speech with the entire football world watching amongst all the other Hall of Famers, then being at the game introduced again. That's where he should be if he wants all of the love and all the attention, not at UT Chattanooga. So you want me to go down this humble road, I can't.
He's going to get more attention
he's
now.
He's not.
He's getting more attention now.
Not that
Listen,
day.
One of the best linebackers, one of the best football players I've ever seen play is Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
Okay, Ray Lewis. Yeah. No matter what you think about him, his past, personal stuff, whatever he's done, as far as between the lines, football-wise, Ray Lewis, a freaking animal.
Sure.
And we're not talking about Ray Lewis. We're not talking about Brian Urlacher, a great linebacker for the Bears for 12 years, kicked ass, took names. And we're not talking about him. We're talking about T.O. because he's doing something different. He's smart. It's a genius move, no matter what his reasonings are, by the way. Bob in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, you're on with Taz and Moose, actually Taz and AB, on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, guys, what's happening?
What do you say there, Bobby? What's going on, guy?
Well, first thing I got to go with is T.O.'s spoiled, and it's all by T.O. Does he realize that this? He's going from 32 teams to one team? And respect that one team, you show up. He's being inducted into the Hall of Fame. with these other gentlemen who've done as much as him, if not more. So why wouldn't you honor them along with yourself? You show up and then use that platform to do what you got to do.
Okay, but Bob, let me interrupt you. Bob, let me interrupt you for one second. Because I'll forget my trick. I will agree with you on this, Bob. I like what you said. That's the first time I've heard someone say that. You said he's now going on one team. And that's those whole, that, I like that. I like what you said there. That I got to tip my cap to you on that. That's a good point. And you're right. It's something that I think a lot of us are missing. He is going on one team, I guess, which adds to the narrative of you, AB. And Bob, we thank you for calling.
And he's,
that he's being, but I like what Bob just said there. I like how he worded that.
And as you've acknowledged, we're spending time on him, not Brian Urlacher or Ray Lewis or Brian Dawkins. And to me, that's where the disrespect comes in, because he's taking away what should be a group celebration. And really, I mean, to be honest, it should be nothing. We should be talking about none of them right now, because we're in July. It's not even August yet. We're killing time until training camp.
Whoa.
We should be discussing none of them.
Listen, do me a favor, bro. I love you, AB. I love you.
Yeah.
Don't do that here. Not on my show and a show I call. Please, we don't kill time here. We do entertainment. We talk sports. We have fun. No, the sports world, that's what they all say. Oh, it's July in the summer. We got nothing to talk about. My ass. We got plenty to talk about.
And you're right.
Get out of that world,
and
bro.
And we shouldn't be talking about him or any of them right now. It's a dead topic.
But it's a great topic, because we still don't know if T.O.'s doing this because he emotionally doesn't want to be around someone. He might want that main spot. I like what our last caller, Bob, said, and I get you. It leads to your point of he's on one team now, is that Hall of Fame. It could definitely look as quasi-disrespectful. I get that, but I still feel like this guy, T.O., has earned a right to have his own feelings out there, to do what he wants to do. Go in the hall with everybody he can, do his own thing at UT Chattanooga. Travis in Richmond, Virginia, you're on with Taz the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, Moose. Mike. Is this Mike or Moose?
No, this is John. No, there is no Mike. There is no Travis. Travis.
Hold on, man.
Travis, hold on. Travis, hold on. I'm going to explain this to you. Hold on, sir. Okay? There is no Mike here. There's no Mike at all.
Never.
There's never been a Mike here. Okay? Nope. Travis, also, Moose is on vacation.
Oh, okay.
Travis, right. Well, this is Taz. Yeah. This is Taz, and you got AB.
Oh, okay.
What's up, bro?
Can I go now?
And begin. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, look. We can argue back and forth whether or not it's the right or the wrong thing to do. But in my opinion, this is T.O.'s award. He's earned the right to be there. And when I say earned, you know, you can't step in and just become a member of the Hall of Fame. You have to,
absolutely,
criteria. You have to meet a certain criteria. I think he's done that. I don't think the young man, I'm 53, so I'm not, shouldn't call him young, but I don't think he's spoiled, because you don't play in the Super Bowl with a broken leg if you're spoiled.
Mm. Well, listen, T.O., to your point, I agree with you, Travis. T.O., he's an All-Pro five times. I mean, he's got over 2,000 catches. I mean, his success, and Travis, we thank you. His success has been amazing. He's close to 16,000 yards in his receptions. He had over 1,000 yards catching. His stats are really, you could see why. When you look at his stats, look at his numbers, you could see why the man is going to the Hall of Fame. I don't care if it took him 2-3 seasons. You definitely can see it. You know, his success for sure. And by the way, he was the third round draft pick in 1996 by the 49ers. So that's
that's
his deal.
This is the time for that. This is the time when you sit here and you forget that it might have been a jerk or a bad teammate or did whatever, and you go, man, he was good. Man, I miss him playing. Remember those numbers? Remember that game? Remember playing the Super Bowl with a broken leg? Remember the catch in the playoffs with the Niners and he's crying on the field? Instead of doing that, this is the time where all of the bad, all of the warts get washed away and forgotten and overlooked, and your history gets rewritten. It's all about the positives. Instead of doing that, instead of being on the, you know, everybody kind of going back on a T.O. side here, we're now reminded that he's T.O. and reminded why he had so many detractors.
No, I do understand what you're saying. I do. But I just feel like, you know what? It is his choice. It is his choice. Phone lines are burning up here. Antonio in Baltimore, you're on Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What do you say, Antonio?
Morning, gentlemen.
How you doing?
I'm well. It's very interesting that even the last comment that as far as the media is concerned, it's time for us to rewrite history. It's very interesting, whereas T.O., he put up all those numbers and has all those accolades, and teams were willing to pay him and to have him sacrifice his body to make all those stats, but now they want him to rewrite history as far as his personality. He came in, he's going out the same way that he came in, and they are just mad because he never bent the knee to them.
Well, yeah.
That's not why I'm mad, Antonio. I'm not mad at him. I'm confused by it. I'm disappointed. And I'm not asking him to rewrite history. If he just sat back and did nothing, everyone else would. The only thing, and I don't mean to sound...
You're kind of saying he should fall in line. You said that before, AB.
Yeah, he should fall in line in a good way. What's wrong with falling in line? What's wrong with going to the Hall of Fame?
You have so many people. If you look at the off the people who were in the Hall of Fame, people thought that they were one person, and then they turned out to be another, and then they were crucified in the media afterwards. At least you know where T.O. has always stood. Backed down.
He stayed in his lane, and this is why, and Antonio,
well, he didn't
appreciate
stay in his lane. I mean, he stayed in his lane only because he, I guess, stayed true to character.
Well, that's who he is.
But again, like,
we have to make people change who they are?
I don't want him to change.
Yes, you do. You want him to go to Canton.
He can be a jerk the other 364 days of the year, but why not just go and have fun and get your damn green jacket, your damn yellow jacket, your bust, and everyone tell you how great you are for 72 hours in Canton, Ohio? Why is that so hard? That's what I don't understand. None of you guys have yet presented a reason for him not to be there. You haven't. You have not, from the way I look at it, no one has given one valid reason for him not to go and get lauded for 72 hours, longer.
It's a simple,
why not?
Dude, it's simple. It's as many reasons, and one is mainly it's his choice.
Well, of course. It's also my choice to get a mohawk, but if I did, you all should make fun of me for it.
If you got a mohawk, I think that'd be awesome. Actually, I think you should get a mohawk.
No.
And you should wear a mask with a cutout for the mohawk to stick through.
Now, that I would do. That makes sense.
You know, you probably could get that at a place like Walmart.
With 2-day shipping,
yes.
Right?
That's right. So, hey, we're going to do the threes on the other side of break, and you could call the show and talk about this hot topic of T.O. We've been discussing, and the threes, the biggest headlines. That's up next, 855-212-4227. Speaking of Walmart, so we hear that Amazon is upping its Prime shipping fee from $99 to $119, $119 for free shipping. That is a 20% hike. Crazy, right? That's not cheap, especially when Walmart offers free 2-day shipping with no membership fee. And that is obviously a way better deal, no doubt about it. A better deal and an extra $119 in your pocket. Think about that. What could you do with an extra $119? Well, I've talked a lot, so has Moose, about Walmart, and I'm going to buy a lot of outdoor furniture. I might even buy some materials, some clothing, and sometimes I make my own sweaters. I like that, but I digress. So here's the deal. Everybody listening, okay? What would you rather do with $119? Well, while you're thinking about it, go to walmartfreeshipping.com for the chance to instantly win a $119 Walmart gift card. And be registered for the $1,119 grand prize drawing. That's right, $1,119 grand prize drawing. That's walmartfreeshipping.com for complete rules and details. Two-day business shipping. Minimum $35 order. Restrictions apply.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
Yeah, we're going to get to our sports update with Brad Heller in a second. And then we can get back from hearing the sports update. We're going to bang out the three biggest headlines today. That we have going on in sports. That's up next, and then we'll get to the very busy phone lines. Everybody talking about T.O. and his choice not to go to Canton, Ohio to the Hall of Fame. Hey, Brad, what's going on, buddy?
All right, Taz, we are brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. Get a home to get home to. Get Realtor. Baseball's All-Star Break is here, and the Red Sox have the best record. 68-30, a 5-2 win over the Blue Jays at Fenway Park yesterday. They've won 12 out of 13. Now take a 4.5 game lead in the AL East on the Yankees, who watch the Indians break open a tie game in the eighth.
The pitch swung on, hit high, deep to right center. It is gone! That's how you find a way to beat this bullpen. One swing of the bat.
Tom Hamilton on the Indians radio network. Michael Brantley's home run there, starting a 3-run eighth. Indians beat the Yankees 5-2. The Indians lead in the Central. 7.5 games on the Twins, who were tied at 7 with the Rays in the 10th inning in Minnesota.
Andrees to Dozier, and a 1-1 pitch. A swing and a drive. Left field and deep. Back it goes. Deep it goes. Down the line and gone! It's a walk-off grand slam! The Twins win it! Twins win!
Corey Provis called it. Twins Radio Network final score 11-7. Justin Verlander gave up 4 home runs against his old team. Tigers beat the Astros 6-3. Manny Machado homered, then he was pulled after a short rain delay in Baltimore. The Orioles beat the Rangers 6-5. Machado was asked about that possibly being his last game as an O.
Just looking back at everything that's happened this year and, you know, trade rumors, everything. You know, just overall playing with this team has always been, you know, incredible. You know, whether we had our ups and downs this year, you know, it is what it is.
I heard a bird back there. Did you hear that? It's like maybe a cockatiel.
Who knows what they got going on in the clubhouse there?
Maybe a cockatiel.
That's how they celebrate their wins. There are many wins in Baltimore.
And the mockingbirds and the parrots.
Yeah. It's a zoo. It's an actual zoo in the Oriole clubhouse.
Please.
It's part of their
please.
Problem.
Continue, Brad. Please.
Focus on their animals.
Right. Busy. Let's go.
That might be it. No more petting zoo. Nationally, Josh Bell with the walk-off 2-run double. Pirates finished off a 5-game sweep of the Brewers, 7-6-10. Milwaukee falling 2.5 behind the Cubs in the Central. Cubs won their third straight, 7-4 over the Padres. The Dodgers take over first again in the NL West, a 5-3 win over the Angels. Diamondbacks fall a half game back. Loss to the Braves 5-1. Rockies are 2 back. They got a Trevor Story walk-off homer and beat the Mariners 4-3. The home run derby is tonight in Washington. Former NHL goalie Ray Emery drowned while swimming in his hometown of Hamilton, Ontario. He was 35 years old. He played 11 seasons in the NHL for 4 teams. He won a Stanley Cup with the Blackhawks in 2013. And Tony Romo rallied to win his first American Century Championship, the Celebrity Golf Tournament at Lake Tahoe. Romo beating 3-time defending champ Mark Mulder and San Jose Sharks captain Joe Pavelski. Guys?
All right. Thank you, Brad Heller, if that is your real name, for that sports update. Much appreciated. Before we get to the phone lines talking more about...
Your real name.
Before we get to Terrell Owens talking more about that on the phone lines, let's hit the threes in 3, 2, 1, go.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the 3 biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Right. Manny Machado removed as precaution after rain delay.
Yeah, well, this is obviously, I kind of upcutted the pre-taped gimmick Jones, but I digress. Yeah, so this Machado thing, this is obviously what happened here. Okay, Buck Showalter, the manager, he got a text probably during the rain delay, said, hey, listen, Bucky. Okay, we don't want our investment of Machado getting hurt because we're trading him.
We don't need
this guy, you know, tweaking an ankle or hurting his knee. So keep him going. Bench him. Relax him. Hit his home run right out of the box. Sit him down. That's the first one here in the 3. What do we got as 2?
Number 2.
France defeats Croatia to win its second World Cup.
Some controversy here, though.
Little handball or no handball, the use of VAR. I had a problem. We didn't mention this in the first day. I had a problem with the Croatian coach saying you don't make that call in the World Cup final.
Yeah, I have a problem with that, too.
You make a call, you make a call. That's now, it. If you want to that's debate it. Whether the call is right or wrong, that's fine. But the timing and the setting of a call in general should never be an issue.
Just because it's a big, to your right. point, it's just because if it's the Super Bowl or World Series or what have you, and that's what the World Cup is, it's as big as an event of that, if not bigger. So you have to have consistency in the officiating. That's what we need. Consistency in the officiating. Officiating. Why am I screaming?
Whatever it's called, it needs to be consistent.
No idea why I'm screaming, but congrats to the French. They won. And the Croatian people, they got 4 million people in their town, and they lost. But they had a hell of an outing, and they did good. You know, you're the tip of your sombrero to them. Good job for the Croatians. Came close, but no cigar. And what's the three? The last
number
one.
Number three.
LeBron James courtside for Lakers Summer League game. Wearing Laker shorts.
This is a Mikey B special.
Where is that voice coming from?
Well, please, we can't get it. This is a segment we do here. It's a Mikey B specialist topic. It has something to do with the NBA. It's all about our producer.
Yep.
He loves the NBA.
Basketball idiot savants.
Taz, please do a three-hour show about someone's shorts. Okay, sounds good, Mike. That's what I'll do.
And you say we're not killing time. We're bringing LeBron shorts back for a second set.
LeBron, I love sports.
LeBron shows up there at the Summer League game that the Pistons lost to the Lakers, I should say. And LeBron was chilling in the crowd there, but he showed up in his Lakers shorts. And everybody's going crazy. LeBron can do whatever the hell he wants. He's a star. Did we not realize this?
He can do whatever he wants. But if you saw those shorts and went, man, I need a pair of those shorts.
How much they cost again?
$450. Give that money to something that matters. Charity. Education, to food, something.
Well, LeBron built a school in Cleveland. He's done a lot for education and charity.
LeBron can do whatever he wants. First of all, he's not paying for those shorts. He wore them because somebody gave them to him for this exact reason. So he'd walk into a gym, and then idiots out here would go, oh, let me go buy those shorts. How much do they cost? $450? I got that.
I have a lot of expensive shorts.
You do. I've noticed that short time together.
I don't wear cargo shorts. Mm-mm. I don't believe in all those pockets.
Right.
I've yelled at my co-host, the Moose, Mark Malusis, about this. He's obsessed with the old school cargos.
Yeah.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, mostly gentlemen out there, they're not in style. Don't wear cargos with pockets. I know you need the pockets for your keys, your phone, your
wallet. I used to have them. Not anymore.
Stop.
Too many pockets. Not cool.
Chino style shorts. You need four. Look, that's it, AB. You have the right shorts on. You have four pockets, two in the back.
Currently modeling my shorts.
With your saggy ass and your chicken legs. Okay. And
two things I'd like to counter. This is topic number four.
Last time I saw legs like that, they were hanging out of a nest.
My legs are my best feature. Thanks for asking.
Well, that's great. You should wear a
and I don't
burlap
have,
sap on your sack on your face.
I have a flat backside. It's not sag. It can't. It's nothing to sag. It's like a.
Looks like you went to Vegas. You lost your ass.
My arse.
One line of city over here. Oh, the best corny jokes ever. But anyway, listen to me, men with the shorts. Men, don't do like LeBron. It's a little too flashy. You can't pull it off unless you're 6'9". Okay, men, you need to wear chino style shorts. Four pockets, two in the front, two in the back. Call it a day. That's the three. Men, that's the three, right there. So we were talking before about T.O. We are on different sides of the fence, you and I. You feel he should be going to Canton, Ohio, and fall in line like every other guy there, other Hall of Famers. I feel like let the man do what he wants. It's his prerogative. He's T.O. He's earned this right. I know he's a polarizing guy. I know he's annoying to some. Who we got here? Alan in Louisiana. You're on with Taz and a Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Say that, Haas. What's up?
Good morning. Let me just say something. Let me make this very clear, okay?
Yeah.
What are we to expect out of T.O.? First you cried about they wouldn't let you in.
Mm.
Okay, now they let you in, you don't want to go. Yes, he earned it. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
But
Alan, why are you saying they let him in? He did earn it.
I'm not saying they let him in. He earned it.
He did earn it. He did.
All right. But here's what I'm saying. Pay close attention to this, okay?
I got you, buddy. Go ahead.
There is a mental problem here.
A mental problem?
And his closest advisors need to be watching him, okay?
Really?
Because the guy is going to go off and do something, okay? Remember, there was rumors about this some years back. I'm not trying to dump on him.
Yeah, I mean, the man just wants to, and Alan, we appreciate your call. The man is just, he either wants the attention or he... You know, he just really, maybe there's someone, maybe he doesn't like Brian Urlacher. Maybe he can't stand, you know, Brian Dawkins. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't want to be around somebody that's a current Hall of Famer. It doesn't mean that he's going to do something.
Searching for a reason when the reason is obvious why he's not going. Because
You're assuming that, sir. You can't say it's obvious, AB. You're assuming this.
I'm assuming it with evidence and...
We've had a ton of calls, and a lot of people are agreeing kind of on my side that it's his choice.
Well, no, I'm not saying, listen, it is his choice. No one should, the Canton police shouldn't go get him and escort him to Ohio that weekend.
And get your gold jacket. Let's go.
Because, but the fact that it's his choice doesn't mean it's good, it's right. And doesn't make him immune from criticism. A lot of things are choices that you're free to make. But when you make them,
is he breaking the law?
Oh, come on. Let's not get carried away. Of course he's not breaking the law. Of course he's not.
What he wants to do. Why? Because of his past?
Because I don't believe the reason why he... First of all, he didn't give a reason the first time when he made the actual announcement. Then, I refound what I read over the weekend, and he responded to a social media post that was about Jerry Kramer. And he said, I'm not going to... Because of all the guys that had to wait to get in, past, present, and future... I actually think that that's a valid argument. I've said this before. I agree that guys have to wait sometimes for stupid reasons, for numbers, because they can only put 5 guys in a year in Canton. That's not a reason to have to wait because, honestly, God forbid, what if you're not there a year from now and you've missed your chance to get in the Hall of Fame because we already had 5 guys? I think that's stupid. But to have the conversation about that and maybe get a change, do something differently in terms of the voting and the selection – this does not serve that goal.
You know
this
what I think?
Doesn't accomplish that.
I know what I wonder, I should say, I ponder about Randy Moss. He's also going in this same class, this 2018 class, you know, the same class that T.O. obviously is going in. And they're both, to me, like watching both of their careers, both great players, obviously, and they played in that same era during that same time.
Yeah.
I wonder what he really thinks, meaning Randy Moss, I should say. I wonder what he thinks about this. I bet you dollars to donuts he's happy that Tio's not going to be there.
Yeah, maybe.
I guarantee it.
Maybe. And maybe there are guys, maybe that's part of why Michael Irvin is not on his side. Maybe Michael Irvin is saying the same thing, like, you know, in his heart of hearts, like, good, the guy's, you know, I don't want to deal with him for a whole weekend. I get it. That's fine.
But that's besides the point. Mark my words, Mark. What's going to happen here? This is the beginning of something that's going to keep happening every year. I'm telling you.
I don't think so. I don't think he's a trendsetter.
I don't know. I think this is something here that's going to happen. And I if it kept happening, I'd be like, oh, man, that really sucks. Because I'm one of those guys that watches. I might be the only guy who watches the Hall of Fame ceremony on television. Most people don't. Most people feel it's boring. I like all the speech. I'm actually looking forward to hearing a guy like Jerry Kramer talk about his time playing under, you know, Coach Lombardi and that Lombardi era, you know, for the Green Bay Packers and all the success they had. The man played in the NFL for 11 years and anchored the offensive line for a great team, and that Green Bay Packer team played from 1958 to 1968. To me, I mean, you know, I'd love to hear what it was like for a guy like him playing with guys like Bart Starr and Ray Nitschke. I mean, but I'm a football nerd, so I love that. You probably couldn't care less about Jerry Kramer going in.
Incorrect.
Really?
Wow. I'm happy he's finally going in. I wish it didn't take this long.
You seem like one of those cool kids that wouldn't care. Interesting. Well, you learn something new every day about somebody you don't think you know, but you don't know him. You know what I mean? But, yeah. But anyway, I don't know. Look, at the end of the day, to put a button on this topic, this is T.O.'s choice. No matter what. I'm not saying you're completely way off or wrong on what you're saying, your narrative, that it's him wanting attention or it's him being petty. That could be, but I feel like you got to give the guy the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he's matured. Maybe he's changed. He didn't attack the person on social media who brought up the thing about Jerry Kramer. That person, I'm paraphrasing, but basically said, you know, I'm glad you're not going to the Hall of Fame,
right?
A ceremony, and he didn't attack that person who attacked him on social media.
Sure, but I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't see how this serves any purpose. I don't understand why he wouldn't want to go and have everyone tell him how awesome he is for 72 hours for a whole weekend. It doesn't make any sense.
All right, see the hands up. See the hand. Look at my hand. Look, no, me.
Oh,
me.
Your hand.
Me. All right, we're gonna go to break in a second. Home Run Derby Jones. Yes, we're gonna cover that. We're going to hit some leftovers. That might be part of leftovers, I believe. That's what the rumors are telling me. That made no sense. All right. Taz and Moose right here on CBS Sports Radio. Sit tight, Jarvis. Manny Machado.
Listen to CBS Sports Radio on Sirius XM. You can now find us on our new channel, Sirius XM 206. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, it's time to answer our Ask the Pros, I should say, question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question is from Bobby in St. Louis. Hello, Bobby. Should Joe Girardi take the Cardinals job? Well, don't forget, you can submit a question by going to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Yeah, you know what? I think that Girardi would be awesome. Awesome with the Cardinals. I feel like it's a perfect fit. I think it'd be, you think of Joe Girardi, you think of him, obviously, all the success with the New York Yankees, great catcher and all this jazz. But I can see him fitting for sure. With the Cardinals, I think it'd be a nice fit. Even though the points of view on him and the thoughts and opinions, he gets booted out of the Yankee organization, where had an ultra successful season last year. But apparently, a lot of the boys in the clubhouse, the players, he's not really a player's coach, and he's too much of a hard ass, I guess. And they weren't crazy about him; they didn't like him. So I guess he's that's here comes Boone, and they love him, and that's the deal with the Yankees. But I do think, AB, that I do think he'd be really good fit, Girardi, with the Cards.
I think he'd be a good fit. The one hesitation would be, again, that he didn't get along with the younger players, and that was part of the Matheny issue in St. Louis, too, that there was just some bad relationships between him and certain players and
right.
And from player to player as well. But, yeah, I mean, and especially based on lists I've seen of other choices, he's the home run choice. Pun intended. I'd love to see, though, what Jose Oquendo can do. One of my least favorite players growing up because he was so annoyingly good those Cardinals teams.
He was so good.
And he's really paid his dues as a coach now and in St. Louis and would probably be on Girardi's staff if Girardi got the job. But I'd love to see Oquendo actually in charge of things. But I would think that Girardi is like, their first 17 calls go to him.
Yeah, well, and the thing also, you know, you think of Girardi as a Yankee, but he actually played, he did play for the Cardinals back in the day also. So, I think that's the list he played for actually in 2003. Yeah, it was the Cardinals, I believe, yes. And he's from Illinois, so it's right. From that area. So it's like, you think of Joe Girardi, somehow you think he's like a New York guy, New Jersey guy. He's actually not. So that's the deal on that. All right, are we ready to go to leftovers here? What, we're ready to rock and roll?
Still doing that, let's do it.
3, 2, 1.
It's time now to dig into some leftovers with Taz and the Moose. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
All right, go ahead.
Did you happen to see the perfect pass that Aaron Rodgers launched to a fan on a boat while playing golf?
I did. This whole thing seem like this whole like dog and pony show. Wherever this was, it was like they had a boating, there was like a little bazaar going on, there was a guy and guys on boats, there was like guys skateboarding, there's a golf tournament going on, it was all the guys playing Nerf football league, it was all sorts of stuff going on. It was like a whole big rendezvous with all these people, like a shindig. And there's Aaron Rodgers throwing a bomb from the green right at this dude on a pontoon. That's a boat he was on, I believe. You familiar with these pontoons?
I'm not up on the boating nomenclature. I don't know exactly what the young man jumped off of, but it was some kind of sailing vessel. Yes.
Well, I have the moat, you know, in my backyard.
Right.
I got the open bay. So I'm thinking about buying a pontoon, you know. But, pontoon is kind of like, picture like a flatbed truck that picks up broken down cars.
Yeah.
That floats.
Okay.
That's kind of what a pontoon is. But Aaron Rodgers...
How are you with boats, Pete, as you're now taking over the boat cleaning duties, the pontoon cleaning duties at the Taz compound?
About 3 seconds left, I guess.
I'm an expert.
Boom. Good job. So, so the deal is, Aaron Rodgers, I said this to Mikey B before the show.
I'm sailing! Sorry.
I said, yo, Aaron Rodgers throws this bomb perfect into this guy's hands, I should say. No warming up, nothing.
Yeah, because he's the best quarterback ever. He's better than Tom Brady. Thanks. It all comes full circle.
All right, next up, next.
Home run derby tonight.
Who y'all like to win?
Wow. What happened to our little... Well,
what's the Greek got on this? Jesus Aguilar minus 250? What is that?
He might be going Alex Bregman.
Oh, no, okay. Seven to four odds on Bregman?
Grand Salami Jones.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to the Homeland Derby. I like it. Bryce Harper, I don't think he's going to do nothing. He's batting about negative three right now. Actually, he's batting 214. The brackets go like this. Aguilar against Hoskins.
Aguilar.
That's what I said.
Right. I'm picking winners.
Oh, I agree with you.
Okay.
I didn't ask you your opinion, but that's fine. You can give it.
Thank you.
You got Bryce Harper and Freddie Freeman.
Freeman.
Agreed. Bregman versus Schwarber. Schwarber.
I'm going to go Schwarber, which is the upset pick of round one.
I'm going to go Alex Bregman from the Astros.
You would.
And we got Max Muncy, the hottest thing in the game, almost, next to Machado, against
Javier, Manny Machado!
Against Baez. I'm actually going to go Baez from the Cubs on this.
Are you now?
I am.
I am too.
I think Muncy's going to choke. I don't know why.
Who is he? Max Muncy.
He's
get out of here.
He's pretty good, though. Yeah, so I that's where I'm going this route here. I'm looking forward to the home. Do you watch it? Are you one of those guys who watch it? Not really.
I can watch it for a little bit. And then even with the adjustments they made into this bracket, it still just gets very tedious after about 75 minutes.
I'll watch the whole thing. Dude, I sit there, pound beers, smoke cigars, and watch it. That's what I do, and I just laugh. So, that's
what you do for everything. That's not different. That's just what Monday.
All right, next!
We've talked at length about LeBron James and his fancy Laker shorts.
You are obsessed with this topic.
I'm not doing this a third time.
Me neither.
So I'll give you a different spin. LeBron was caught talking to his former head coach, Ty Lue.
He wasn't caught. We watched it on TV.
Yeah,
it was in the arena,
Mike.
Courtside. It wasn't in some kind of closet underneath the arena. It wasn't caught
right.
doing
why is he,
it.
Why is he caught?
LeBron and Ty Lue were caught talking.
Oh.
What do you think they said to each other?
Mikey B's an idiot.
How's it going, man? I hope it goes well for you, man. In
What's
LA.
Your name again?
Yeah.
I always had
eyes for you, baby.
How
are you going to...
How much do those shorts cost?
Hey, Bronny, how can I get those shorts? They sell them in small, not as big as you. Like that kind of stuff. Hey, Bron, now I get to coach the Cavs. You don't. You're not coaching no more, that type thing. I don't know what they said, Mike. Why are you asking me this question? Why are you asking my co-host this question, AB? Why are you asking us this?
I thought it would lead to some really entertaining conversation.
Well, it didn't. It flopped miserably. Next!
Ooh. Oh, there's more. Whoa. Great.
Brett Bielema is former Arkansas.
He's wearing Arkansas shorts.
Arkansas.
is now an assistant on the New England Patriots. He said he prefers the NFL game because basically you get in at 6, you leave at 9, you just talk and work football.
Oh, yeah, well, hold on a second.
Is he okay?
He's saying that now. You're not done.
Oh, you're not done yet.
I'm done.
Okay. I wish. So here's the thing with Brett Field. Okay. Here's the thing with Brett. Okay. He's saying that now because it's the offseason. And then you're dealing with Bill Belichick. Okay. Tyron Jones.
There are no days off, Taz.
That's right.
No days off!
They're doing them right now.
This is tough for a guy going, being in charge of Arkansas, being the head cheese for a lot of years. He has his wife, Bielema. You ever see his wife?
Is her name Bielema Bielema?
No, but she's a handful. She's a very outspoken, out in the public type of woman. And he has to deal with that type A and then deal with the Belichick, who's going to just run him into the ground. But there is no pressure when you're not the head coach. You're going to be the head coach of a D1 program, Razorback Jones, and now you're not the head coach there no more. And now you get a little break, but you think it's a break until you got a deal with Bill Belichick, who is just going to torture you with workload.
Go, Pats!
So at some point,
torture you.
I think the deal breaker here is he wants to be a head coach again at some point. But
who's he?
Brett Bielema.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I think
I don't
that
like pronouns.
I see what he's mean, what he says here, because we've heard this a lot from basketball and football coaches who have gone pro college. there's a lot of non-coaching in the college side of things. There's handshaking and fundraising and rules and stuff like that.
Well, yeah.
You just coach as a pro, so that's not new news.
You don't have to deal with like different NCAA violations or recruiting.
There's no boosters. There's
parents.
No shady AAU guys. There's no parents.
Parents
you know,
that are loaded.
Why is my kid playing more long stick midi?
No, not that parent, but I hear you. No, not me, buddy. No, but no, you get the parents that, you know, maybe say, here's $50 billion. I want my kid to be the starting wide receiver for the Razorbacks.
Right, Razorback Jones.
Anyway, that's it. So that's the deal. All right, look, I hope you guys enjoyed the program. We'll be back tomorrow. Moose is out all week. AB is sitting here. Thank you, the men on the show here, Mikey B, Pete the Body, AB, good job. Brad Heller with the updates. All the calls, we appreciate it. See you tomorrow, guys. We're out.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.